It's 8:40. We're still at 61 degrees with a partly cloudy sky. It's a Friday morning in October. October, if you're not aware of it, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we have joining us right now from Ruth's house and from Sarah's house as well, Suzanne Fox, to talk about that. Suzanne, first of all, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on the air with us today.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I'm very glad to be here this morning.
Let's talk about this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we've had you on just to so people know that there are resources and places that are available to them if they're in or they or a loved one are in a certain situation. It's part of Domestic Violence Awareness, just getting that information out there. Is that the important goal for October?
Absolutely. In the U.S., every 15 seconds, a woman suffers physical abuse. And that's just an unbelievable but true statement. In Minnesota alone, intimate partner violence has rose more than 40% just in 2020. A lot of that's due to the pandemic that really intensifies that situation that people may be facing there.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the questions that I have for you. It has been a time where, over the course of the pandemic, people's lives are changed. They're disrupted quite a bit, and a lot of them have been isolated, you know, separating themselves from, if they have, you know, perhaps any type of vulnerability, separating themselves from the normal life that they would lead. Has that, led to more cases for you?
Absolutely. You know, folks are told to stay home, to stay safe from the pandemic, especially last year during the stay safe orders, having to quarantine, having to do some distance learning. And home is not always a safe place, unfortunately. So we have seen a rise in the need for our services.
And let's talk about those services. If somebody is part of a family that has seen some domestic violence, what are the services that are available to them and the resources that are available to them through Ruth's house and just throughout the Rice County area?
Right. Well, first of all, I do want to mention that the Hope Center has a 24-hour safe line. So if you or someone that you know is suffering domestic violence, you know, the first step would be to call that safe line. Call 911 if you're in immediate danger. But that phone number is 800-607-2330, and that's a 24-hour safe line. So at Ruth's House, we do get some residents who are referred to us from Hope Center. If people are looking for transitional housing, they can apply to live at Ruth's House, and we provide that transitional housing in a safe and supportive environment. So the residents that come to us, they can know that they can go to bed at night and they will be safe. A lot of our residents come to us fleeing domestic violence. Actually, last year, over half came to us fleeing a domestic violence situation. But even more, 80% have experienced domestic violence sometime in their life. Nationwide, 1 in 3 women have experienced domestic violence or will experience domestic violence.
Wow. Yeah, those are numbers that, you know, you just are kind of eye-opening and at the same time, you know, hopefully we have some resources that are available to them, like yours, that where they can get help and maybe escape a situation.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the pandemic and how that has affected Ruth's House and the operation. You'd mentioned instances are up and the services are more in demand. Have you thus far been able to keep up with everything?
We have. We have not closed our doors. There's been some shelters that's closed permanently in the area. Also, some shelters that's closed temporarily. We've been able to keep our doors open, thankfully, and that's due to the support of the community. Also, we have increased our safety procedures at the shelter. For a moment of time, we didn't have volunteers come in or visitors. The need has definitely increased. We see up to 7 applications a day.
Wow.
So it's just, you know, it's amazing. We serve 9 families at our shelter, and that's women and children, and we're full with a wait list.
And do they have, how long is the typical stay there until they can get their situation corrected?
Yeah, so the average stay is 4 to 6 months. And we have some women that stay longer. And, of course, last year we had women who stayed much longer than that because it's just hard to find housing right now. So that's one of the barriers that they have.
Yeah, housing all the way across the board is very limited at this point. More demand than there is supply on that end. Suzanne Fox is with us. She is the executive director of Ruth's House. We're talking with her because it's a domestic violence awareness month. You know, since we last talked to you over the course of the pandemic, since it started, you've opened up another house, Sarah's House here in Northfield. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Ruth's House, we had noticed that there was a trend in the clients that are coming to us that suffered with chemical addiction. So there was a real need for them to have a separate space when they came out of inpatient treatment to get on their feet. And so Sarah's House is a shelter located in Northfield that provides that separate sober living space. So they also receive case management there, and they work on setting their goals and just getting healthy before they move on to their next step. And then if it applies, if they're working on reunification with their children, they can reapply at Ruth's House to stay there as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we can serve five women at Sarah's House.
At Sarah's House. All right. Once again, Suzanne Fox is with us. To operate these, there you need a lot of different things, as you're well aware, I'm sure, acutely aware.
Absolutely.
And it goes, you know, it starts with funding and also people, funding and the volunteers. If somebody would like to help in like one of those two areas, what would they do?
Right. So you can visit our website. It's RuthsHouseMN.org. And we have our volunteer opportunities there, our needs list. There's also a way to donate to Ruth's House as well. With a pandemic, we had to cancel some of our fundraising events. It cost over $1,000 a day just to operate Ruth's House. So we really rely on the support from our individual donors and grants. If you want to give us a call, you could also call at 507-334-5043 for more information.
All right. Once again, Suzanne Fox is with us, Executive Director of the Ruth's House. Suzanne, is there anything else about Domestic Violence Awareness Month that you'd like to mention or any of the services that you provide?
Right. So I did want to elaborate on our services a little more. Not only do we just provide that safe shelter, we also are staffed 24/7. So we're there to help the women, help them connect them to other resources. We provide that basic food, basic supplies. So we're just there for them. The women that stay with us, they go on to receive education and they receive permanent housing. So every woman that comes to us from a different situation. A lot have suffered domestic violence, chemical health issues, poverty, and we're just there for them 24/7. So we can't do it without the support of our community, and we're just really appreciative of all the support that we do receive.
And we certainly are appreciative of the help that you provide people within Rice County. Suzanne, thank you so much for talking with us today. It is much appreciated. We wish you the best of success in the future going forward with Ruth's House.
And thank you so much, Jeff, and thank you for all your support.
Ruth's House and Sarah's House now. Yeah, thank you, Susanna. Once again, that's Suzanne Fox from Ruth's House and Sarah's House. Ruth's House in Faribault, Sarah's House in Northfield. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. The Riverwalk Market, or excuse me, the Southern Minnesota Art Tour is coming up. The studio.